Wednesday was followed by Thursday, and the parade of great entertainment followed in the good old golden age of radio. Remember some of those great Thursday night programs? Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons, and Mr. Keen's assistant, Clancy? Ah, yes. Then we heard Dennis Day and Suspense. We listened to America's Town Meeting, Burns and Allen, the FBI, and Peace and War. And we also tuned in to America's First Family.
And now for the Aldridge Family. When you take a typical American family, plus some friends and neighbors, and then add one teenage boy, you needn't bother to stir things up. The boy, if he's like Henry Aldrich, will somehow attend to that. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. The time is late afternoon.
No, Homer, I think you don't have to.
You do? I don't?
Definitely not.
Boy, Hen, I hope you're right. I've been saving for 2 months to get a new band for my wristwatch. And now if I had to... Suppose she expects me to.
She couldn't.
How do you know?
I'll bet Agnes doesn't even know it's the anniversary of your first date with her.
Do you really think so, Hen?
Sure. Who remembers things like that? My father never does. I'm surprised you even thought of it.
Boy, I'll never forget it.
Well, okay, Homer, you have a special reason for remembering your anniversary, but Agnes doesn't, does she?
Gee, maybe you're right, Hen. And boy, is that a load off my mind.
Sure.
Sure. Now I can concentrate on my wristwatch.
Sure.
Do you think I ought to get a brown leather band, Hen, or a black one?
I thought I heard voices in here.
Hi, Mother.
Hi, Mrs. Aldrich.
Hello, boys, and congratulations, Homer.
Thank you, Mrs. Aldrich. What for?
Isn't Saturday an anniversary of some kind?
Oh.
Your very first date with Agnes, isn't it?
Hen.
He was, Mother. How did you know?
I was out shopping this morning and I ran into Agnes.
Oh.
So my heartiest congratulations to the both of you, Homer, and many happy returns.
Thank you, Mrs. Aldrich.
Thank you, Mother.
You're welcome, boys. If you want some fruit, it's in the icebox.
Who could eat fruit now? See, Henry?
So what? So my mother knows. What does that prove?
It proves Agnes knows.
All right, supposing Agnes does know. What does that prove?
It proves there goes my watch band.
Not necessarily.
Alice, do you know where... Hello, boys.
Hi, Father.
Hi, Father. I mean Mr. Aldrich.
Oh, by the way, Homer, I ran into a friend of yours down at the Emporium today.
You did, Mr. Aldrich? Whom?
Agnes.
Oh. May I ask in what department...
I believe it was in Ladies Unmentionables. Is your mother in the kitchen, Henry?
I think so, Father.
See you later, boy.
Well, that does it.
Homer, why do you keep jumping at conclusions?
I'm not jumping at them, Hen. They're jumping at me.
I still don't see it.
Then what was Agnes doing in Ladies Unmentionables?
I don't know. Maybe she was just looking around.
Sure, and I know why.
Why?
To see what she could exchange what I'm going to give her for.
Hello?
Hello, Henry. Is Homer there?
Yeah, he is, Agnes.
Agnes? Oh.
Let me talk to him.
Okay. Here, Homer.
Hello, Agnes.
Hello, Homer, honey.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the Aldridge family. Henry and Homer. How we used to laugh with them. How we used to identify with Henry Aldridge and Homer Brown. How we used to enjoy Thursday nights during those days, too, with such other great programs as Jack Haley and Eve Arden, Abbott and Costello, Phone Again, Finnegan, remember Casey, Crime Photographer, Pot of Gold program, Gabriel Heater, and the Music Hall, the Kraft Music Hall. Yes, how well we remember the Kraft Music Hall. We had Paul Whiteman, Bing Crosby, Eddie Duchin, and Al Jolson.
Starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Dorothy L'Amour.
Oh, keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song.